It's time for another episode of Marketing Pains, the podcast about marketing for window treatment and awning companies. Learn what your colleagues are doing to keep their businesses thriving and growing, and what tools you can use to expand your own business. Enjoy the view as window treatment marketing pros owner Will Hanke talks with industry experts, digging into their marketing successes, learning how they're attracting more customers, and getting you thinking about ways to marketing your own company.
Favorite guest ever, John Ayers, who's been on an older version of my podcast quite a while ago. John, how long ago? Do you remember when we did that?
Probably maybe 3 years ago, maybe more.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago. So one of the things that I talked about on our COVID-19 webinar recently was the idea of doing some cold calling or outbound telemarketing, you could call it. And how, while you're stuck at home, maybe this is a great idea, or obviously hiring somebody like John to do it. So I wanted to kind of get some ideas, John, from you about what people are doing today, what's going on, how difficult are people to contact right now, that kind of stuff. So anyway, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you for being on.
Yeah, Will, I appreciate it so much. Yeah. So my name is John Ayers, and my company's name is Business Connections Consulting. Been in business about 13 and a half years, will be 14 in October. So one of the things I've seen in the past 2 weeks of my calling that I've done for my clients, there are people working at the offices. Not everyone has their office completely shut down. And so they have skeleton crews. There are definitely people in, and some have like a red team and a blue team. So one team, the 1 week, the red team will be in the office, a skeleton crew. Okay. And the next week, they go home and work from home. And the blue team comes into the office to just handle things going on within the company that need to be done. But of course, you've got some of the key people that are coming into the office. And it might vary from day to day. But your HR director, they're in there working with stuff because they've got compliance issues, benefit issues. Employees are filing for unemployment. So they've got to be in usually working on some things, as well as the IT director. He's going to be in taking, handling things that might be issues for the home offices that everybody's doing now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you might catch some of those people in the office. So I'm kind of like, man, be proactive right now. It's a good time to just make some calls, as well as be aware some phones that I transferred to have gone to the home office where the person is working at home.
Yep.
So I've talked to a couple people that way, or the receptionist I talked to say, hey, we're working from home right now, but here's their phone number. They said it's okay. Call them at their cell phone number at home.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. We have a couple clients that they're non-essential, I guess you could call them. And right. They've done just that. They've forwarded their lines to their home cell, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, you get the owner, which is something that's usually pretty difficult to do.
Can be. Yes, for sure.
So why is it a good time to kind of call those C-level people?
Well, again, some of those people, they're coming into the office a couple days a week, and maybe the business owner, he might be in every day just handling some things, putting out fires. There are strategic meetings going on because I have called and they said they're in a very planning meeting, a closed door meeting. So, and that involves the C-level people, your chief financial officer, director of operations, your HR director, they're coming in, they're scheming. What are we going to do here? What are we going to do with this? And every day is a different challenge. So they might not have any more meetings, but they might call a meeting at the end of the week on Friday and say, hey, I want everyone in from 10 till 2.
Yeah. My wife's doing that. She works Fridays 7 to 11. So just on Friday mornings, you know, she comes into the office to get some things done. Of course, her manager's in there or the owner. You know, and you know, there's still business going on. It's just a little
That's
bit
true.
Situation.
One thing I did notice this week, you might be very aware, don't try to call too late in the afternoon. A lot of people were you know, leaving the office for the rest of the day, maybe around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Yep. It's also springtime and it's a little bit nicer out. So I'm sure that's part of the reason.
You want to get home. Of course, right now there's not much traffic. So it doesn't really matter if you leave at 5. But I think people are coming in, getting the work done they need to do, and then leaving, you know, early in the afternoon. Yeah. So it might be a better time to call, you know, early morning, mid morning, or right around the lunch hour.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So how can we use this unprecedented time now and be a little bit more positive in our phone calls?
So right now, as you talk to people, I think it's going to be really important when you open up and talk to them, just be very, have good empathy and have some caring action in the very front end of the call. So for example, a week ago, I was calling for an IT company here in St. Louis, and they had me call colleges, universities all around the Midwest. And so that day, I think I connected with about 10 or 11 or 12 IT directors. And I just opened up the call. You know, we're an IT consulting firm, been in business, you know, over 16 years. We're just calling today to offer some help if you need it. So it opened up just real easy and said, you know, if we can be a help to you, we've already worked with a number of schools. We know some areas that we help benefit our clients right now with universities. We can share some of that knowledge, but we're here to help you. If you need anything, let us know. So that's kind of how I opened the call.
Okay.
And talk about major goodwill. I had one IT director. He said, I do want to set up a call with one of your team members in the next week to talk about when the students return. If it's not end of May, you know, some schools have canceled, but they're going to have summer schools if that goes through.
Yep.
He said, when I have students coming back, I may need some help. So who do you think he's going to call? And he set up that call.
Wow.
And so it's a goodwill. It's a good time to at least open up the call. We're here to help you, so to speak.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So obviously it's a good time to be positive. How do you combat if somebody's still in that negative or denial stage?
Yeah, you just have to be very, very caring and gentle and kind on the phone. And if they say, if this is a sales call or if this is something that I don't need right now, then say, hey, I will call back in early May. So be respectful of that.
Yeah.
And be able to turn that to say, hey, I just was calling today to offer some help and whatever area we could benefit you. But as everyone knows, as you know, too, Will, pushing things right now, especially with social media and other areas, when business comes back, you want it coming back in strong.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, I've said this a couple of times, there's a lot of pent up demand that is eventually those floodgates are going to open. And some businesses are going to be ready and some businesses are going to be overwhelmed.
That's right.
What other strategies can you use on the phone right now?
You know, one good strategy right now, I think that could work very well and an advantage for someone making calls, leave a very tight scripted voicemail message if you don't get them. And say, open up that message, you know, with some care and concern, and then share a reason for your call, sharing maybe your value or benefit you're going to be able to offer, and two key points in your voicemail at the end. Say, I want to leave you my voice, my cell phone number to contact me on, and here's the best time to reach me. When I have leave a voicemail message for someone I'm trying to reach, I always tell them, please reach me around 4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, any business day of the week. So give them a specific time and tell them, please call me back on my cell phone.
Okay.
Two key components in leaving the voicemail message.
You're listening to the Marketing Pains Podcast. We'll be right back after this break.
This episode of Marketing Pains is sponsored and underwritten by my own company, Window Treatment Marketing Pros. first of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to listen to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. And I hope that you're gaining some knowledge, tidbits, good information that will help your business grow. Window Treatment Marketing Pros is the only digital marketing company that works specifically with window treatment and awning companies around the U.S. We handle entire digital marketing campaigns from website design to SEO and more. With over 23 years of experience in the digital marketing arena, we can help your business get more website traffic, leads, and phone calls. We work with businesses that are experiencing significant growth or businesses that want to experience significant growth, and we have plans to fit most of those companies. If you're ready to invest in your business, you want the phone to ring more, and you have the resources to handle that growth, please schedule a short discovery call with me at WTMarketingPros.com/strategy. I'd love the opportunity to talk with you about your business, your vision for the future, and your ultimate goals for your company. Schedule that today, and I look forward to meeting you. In the meantime, back to today's episode. So the cell phone kind of probably disarms them a little bit, right?
Well, it gives them some comfort, so to speak. If they know they're going to be able to reach out to your cell phone, most people have their cell phone with them all the time.
Yep.
So it's a great point. And so I did pull out my voicemail. I'll just read it real brief so they get an idea of what you might say on the phone.
Sure.
Hi, my name is John Ayers. My company is Business Connections Consulting. I'm calling about the outbound telemarketing services we provide as an outsourced cost-saving solution for your company to help create new business leads. My phone number, I'm going to give you my cell number, is 314-495-2089, and the best time to reach me is 4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, any day of the week. Thanks. So, yeah, something like that can work very, very powerful, short, brief, and say, I want to give you my cell phone number. Call that, and the best time to reach me is when.
Okay. So you mentioned the IT company that was just reaching out to help people. What about surveys? Is that something that's worth doing now?
I think if there's something you could help them with, yes, that's a benefit because people are scared right now. Business has fallen off. Any area you can help them or help them prepare when things get back up and running, I think it's going to be huge.
That's the best way right now. Yeah.
Yes. And share that, you know, empathy, that concern, that real caring spirit to them that you're not making it a sales call, so to speak, but giving them some food for thought where you might be able to help them.
Okay. Okay. So myself included, not everybody likes to do cold calling, right?
Right.
It takes a special personality, which you have. And a confidence level and some other things that are, some people are just scared to death of it. You've put together a workbook and you have a book, that people can get. So tell us about those.
Yeah. So I have a, 18 page workbook training program. It's called The Art and Science of Cold Calling. In that workbook, it's about a 2-hour session that I do. It has three key ingredients to a cold calling program. The first one would be working with different lists. The second part of that is I teach and train a lot about how to develop a really good script. The script is super important.
Okay.
Having a good introduction, a body, and then the close, the purpose for your call. Then the third area of that workbook is just tips and techniques and strategies to be able to help the person making the calls, to take that fear element away of picking up the phone and being able to dial with a smile on your face and be very, very confident in the calling that you're doing. And then I also have a book out,
I used to have one sitting here, but I don't
know. Yeah, I do. Master your cold calls, 52 ways to increase sales. That's it right there. Okay. Yeah, I had one.
I have it on my desk.
Perfect.
Okay. So this training, I guess, or the workbook, can they do it on their own? Do they do it virtually with you or in person, obviously?
Yeah. Most of it has been done local here in the St. Louis area, where I go and work with people and train with them. That one-on-one or group interaction is really strong. I know we could probably do an online session. And then about 3 years ago, I worked with a company. They had their sales reps all over the Midwest. So they brought me into their office here in St. Louis, and we did a video conferencing program.
Okay.
On that loop, where we hooked in about 18 sales reps. And then they mailed out the workbooks to the people.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was quasi-virtual, I guess, right?
Yep.
Okay. Where can people learn more about the workbook, about your business?
Yeah, my website has a lot of information on it, and that's where they can go, www.busconcon.com. It's the first three letters of my company name, Business Connections Consulting.
Okay. And phone numbers on there, email.
Phone number, email, everything like that.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate all the information that you've given us today. Any final thoughts around cold calling?
No, I think it's a great time to be a little bit proactive. Make some calls and see if you can catch some people in, or like I said, leave that scripted voicemail message and see if you get some return calls.
Yeah. Well, I agree. In fact, we're hiring you to do some cold calls for us. That's for right. That exact reason. I think it's a great time, you know, to get in front of people. If you have a good script and a good message and you're able to get some of these people that typically have a gatekeeper or something you can't get, now you can. So,
right.
Very excited about it. All right. Well, thank you, John. I really appreciate your time today and you know, hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching or listening today, and hope you have a great day as well. Thank you. See ya.
You've been listening to the Marketing Pains Podcast, where window treatment and awning business owners and industry experts share marketing information that helps you reach more customers. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, and get all of our show notes at WTMarketingPros.com/podcast.